it's often misinterpreted, the idea that you go down there and it's fun all the time. Alice, like many of the classics, is not a bright book. It's not as bright and sparkling a book. People make a great attempt to make it so. If you look at, say, the Disney cartoon, all you have there is the surface insanity or jolly, made jolly. But if you think about both books, there are no nice characters in the books. Alice encounters a succession of pathological maniacs, really, especially the women, the mad Red Queen and the mad duchesses and so on. And so Carol confronts, in a sense, the difficulties of life in these books. He takes the view that life is tricky, and to not say that to children is a betrayal. To make it sound as if it all ends happily is a betrayal. He was also taking on, of course, things like gender issues as well, because Alice is very much the Victorian child who is totally frustrated and totally suppressed and repressed. And so what you get is an exploration of an adventure which she has, as it were, in her head or in her dream. And it's interesting that both books end with a withdrawal from this exploration. The dream, the whole adventure is said to be a dream, and therefore the power that Alice had was only illusory. And so it comes back to reality at the end. So the books are very, very difficult territory, and they are very educational, I think, for somebody who thinks that children's books are simple or nice, because Alice is neither simple nor nice.